Well, Dwayne, first of all, thank you and thank WJLE for having us on the air. And, you know, this thing, coronavirus, it's new to everybody, and it's changing by the hour. It's changed from yesterday to today, and we just want to reassure everyone that, you know, we're not panicking, but we want to take steps that will ensure their safety, ensure the safety of our residents, and to ensure the safety of county employees. And we've had to make some hard decisions to lock some county buildings that provide services to the citizens, but we're still in there working, and there's signs on the door that if you will call that particular office that you're wanting to see, they will tell you how your situation can be handled. And another thing that has involved in this that I've had to spend a lot of time yesterday and a lot this morning before came out here is the layoffs that will be occurring. They are happening now with our industry. They're also happening with, individual businesses, smaller businesses. I do have a phone number that I would like to give out, that if anybody that has been laid off working for a small business or individual's number is 1-877-813-0950. That's the unemployment division for the state of Tennessee. I'm told that you'll be on hold for a while to be patient. They are waiving the waiting week. You know, you usually have to wait a week before you can file and start drawing. They are waiving that week. I have been in touch with most of our industries yesterday and today. There is a special website for them to do if there's mass layoffs. Unfortunately, that has happened at one industry and will happen at some others probably as time goes on. I was contacted by the Corps of Engineers yesterday. All of the Corps campgrounds will be closed until May 15th. The beaches will be closed. The bathrooms are closed. But the boat ramps will be open. All of our boat ramps access places in the county, such as Puckett's Point and Highland Trail Boat Ramp, and those will be open. But also the boat ramps at the core campgrounds like Raglan, Hurricane Boat Ramp, and Floating Mill, they will be open, the ramps themselves, but the campgrounds will be closed, and they are waiving the fees for those boat ramps. So the state park is also still open. You know, they're encouraging people. They realize you have to do some social distancing, and they're encouraging people to come out to state parks and hike some trails and things like that. But, you know, I've probably around 2 to 3 conference calls a day with these two guys that are sitting with me. And we were on a conference call the other day with Governor Lee for all the county mayors. And, you know, he gave out some good information. But one of the things that struck me most about what he said was that government will do what they can, but government can't solve all of this. And it's going to take, you know, it's going to take families being responsible, businesses, organizations. And I think that is happening here in DeKalb County. I think people realize the seriousness of this virus. And, you know, we have banks that have closed their doors but are still doing business. DeKalb Telephone Cooperative is doing the same thing. And we've had to make some hard choices as far as county offices. We still want to provide what services that we can, and we will continue to do those. And we want to keep our employees safe as well as our residents. And we just want to thank everyone for what they do. And we just hope that they continue to be aware of their surroundings. And, you know, talking to all the medical experts, you know, this is going to get worse before it gets better. And I just think that we need to be cautious. We don't need to panic, but we do need to be cautious and be aware of our surroundings. And, you know, if you think you've got to go somewhere, if you just step back, take about 10 or 15 seconds and just say, do I really, really need to do this? You know, that might make a decision that you don't need to do what you think you need to, but you never know, the person you're standing next to might have the coronavirus, and we just want to eliminate all chances that we can and to limit exposure.
Are you at liberty to tell us the names of the industries or not? If not, that's okay.
Probably am, but I really don't want to say, but I can just tell you that they're all very concerned. You can look that we're kind of automobile heavy related here in the county, so you can probably figure which of those they are. And you know, as the automobile manufacturers shut down, you know, it's going to trickle down. I talked to one industry this morning that is automobile related, and they're still going to try to work, but they said their concern is that the suppliers that supply them, you know, if they can't get just say one product, and it takes several products to make what they supply to the automobile manufacturer, if it just takes, they can't get one product, then it stops them completely. So you know, this is something that we don't look forward to, and I know it's going to affect a lot of people, and but we just have to be prepared. But, you know, the Tennessee Department of Employment Security is well aware of this, and, you know, it's all over the state, and they're reaching out to these industries to try to get a jump start on that.
And this question to both mayors, Josh Miller is the Smithville mayor. He's with us, and County Mayor Tim Stribling, you've been hearing from. We also have Charlie Parker, you just tuned in, our DeKalb County Emergency Management Agency Coordinator, Director. City services, county services, have any been affected by this? We're talking about garbage pickup, you know, water, sewer, et cetera, any of that.
Dwayne, first of all, thank you for having us on today, but I'll answer that question as far as the city's concerned. Tuesday, we decided to close City Hall for public access, but we have the drive-through window open. I mean, we are conducting business. You know, we're doing our best during this time. I know that we are in a uncharted territory right now that I've never been in. I don't know anyone that has. All of our services are available. Trash pickup, still available. Water, sewer. I've had many meetings with employees this week. We are good. As far as our city is concerned, we are good. Our services will be available. I actually was texting Richie Knowles, the manager at Smithville Electric, before I came here, and again, we're good. And I think we need to tell, I want to let the public know, do not panic. We're in a good situation here within the city. My first priority, of course, is my family, my staff, and my residents. You know, I think some have questioned, are we overreacting? Are we going to the extreme by doing what we're doing? And I don't think so, and if we are, we will apologize later to everyone at a later date. But I don't think we can disregard what we're hearing from our governor, our president, and our medical personnel. I think we would be foolish to disregard what they are telling us at this time. I think we all need to have common sense. You know, I know the city of Smithville, as I'll echo again what Mayor Stribling was saying, we have many restaurants in town that are doing drive-through only. Again, the banks, I'm proud of the work of what's being done right now. I don't think anyone has the answer. I just think we're doing what we know that we should do. And you know, Mayor Striblin and I was on a conference call with the governor this week, and again, government alone cannot fix this. It takes all of us, our churches. I know many have made a hard decision on canceling church services for the next few weeks, and you know, let's just, I've heard people say, well, that shows a little lack of faith, but I think they're wrong. I think it's showing great responsibility, and it just takes everyone in this time. So again, we're doing what we need to do. Services are available. You know, one thing I think we all can do is, you know, definitely be in much prayer at this time. I do believe prayer changes things, and I definitely desire your prayers, and I know Mayor Striblin and all of our emergency services. You know, again, I don't think everyone has the answer, but we are doing what we know we need to do at this time. So, again, let me say this. I was on the phone last night with a manager at one of our big grocery stores. My question to him was, are we getting low on stock, or are we good with our supplies? And his answer is yes. I mean, they're getting trucks in 2 and 3 times a week, but it's just the panic buying that has got everybody bent out of shape. So if everybody will do or buy what they were buying 3 weeks ago, I think everything will be fine. But again, we're going to come out of this. I wish I could tell you exactly when, but I know we will come back from this. So please do not worry. Do not panic. The city of Smithfield is on top of this, and I know Mayor Striblin is on top of this as well also.
Tim, let's ask you, too, about, you know, the convenience stations, all of that, services as far as the county goes. How are we there?
County services.
Yeah, Dwayne, the county services are still operational as normal. Our emergency services are operating as normal. Our solid waste, our convenience sites, they are all open. Everything is operating the same. You know, I spoke to Sheriff Ray, and our jail population has been reduced. As today, we have 30 inmates in the jail. I think by weekend or the end of the weekend, 2 more will be released, and they'll be down to about 28. That's, you know, that's another serious issue, is we have to protect the inmates there at the jail, because they're in contact with our emergency personnel, the sheriff's department, correctional officers and deputies. And so, you know, we have to protect those that are in our jail and see that we try to limit as much exposure as we can.
Now, that was a judicial order, right, that reduced the population, right?
That is correct. Some of them have been released. They've been able to sign their own bond, and some of them hadn't been released on time served and placed on probation. Now, when all of this is over, I don't know if they'll be entering back into our jail, more than likely, but at this time, is the process. And also our court system, you know, has closed. They, with just some misdemeanors and things like that, but if they have to meet, a lot of times they do by video conferencing.
Dwayne, yes. I'd like to kind of address some of the city and county services also. As both mayors have said, all of our services are continuing to be in operation. They all have had to make some adjustments along the way, and we want to ask the public to be aware of those adjustments and also to be patient in doing that. Our 911 services are still operational. They are restricting access to the building. They are pre-screening callers that they that they pass out to our medical personnel. So if you have any pre-existing conditions, when they ask you, just be very upfront and informative. They're screening it for EMS personnel, for law enforcement. If it's something that's a minor incident that can be handled over their phone, they're requesting to do that from the law enforcement standpoint. I mean, they're still going to be there to take care of any major crimes or incidents that happen. But if there's small, minor issues that EMS or law enforcement can be handled otherwise, they're encouraging that. As both mayors have said, our county buildings have restricted general access. That's because so we can keep the continuity of our government operation running. So everyone still has water services, sewer services. Our utility companies are doing the same. They are also enacting precautions as far as general public meetings. But all of our utility services are still operational. They are changing some protocols also. Our senior citizens centers has had to change some. But right now, we just want to make everybody aware that everything is up and running. It's continued to do so. You may see some changes, and we just ask the public to help us out with that as we adapt at these unprecedented times and just continue to move forward.
Yeah, as far as we know, there have been still no confirmed cases of the coronavirus here in DeKalb County so far. Is that what you understand?
That's correct. As of this morning, we still do not have any positive tests in DeKalb County. I will address that a little bit also.
Okay.
We have been testing in DeKalb County for a while now. The CDC recommendations for that is to contact by phone your primary physician first. They will do a pre-screen and tell you where you need to go to get tested. They will also do a pre-screening when you get there as far as if you meet the conditions to be tested for the COVID-19. There are some tests that you got to take first. If you do not have a primary physician, then the health department is doing testing. They have been doing testing the last couple of days also. They do have kits. They are also asking if you do get tested that you have to self-quarantine until the results come back. The results are taking, it takes a minimum of 24 hours for the test anyway to come back, but because of the backlog, it's taking up to 72 hours plus as more tests are being done. So they urge you to be cautious. Self-quarantine until the tests come back. But they are currently testing, and like I said, there are no positive tests in DeKalb County at this time.
Okay. All right. So as far as, and the mayor touched on this, and Charlie, do you have anything else to add about whether there's any concern about food shortages because of all the run on the stores lately?
Yes, we were at, had a conference call with the Tennessee State Emergency Management Operations Center yesterday that was conducted. They have been in contact with the Tennessee Grocery Association. They have relayed to them that stock and supplies are still strong in Tennessee. Things are going out. The trucks are rolling across the state. There have been federal mandates that have lifted restrictions on truckers. So the supplies are rolling across the state. The problem that they're having is when they get there, everybody wants to hoard several things at one time. So it's hard for them to keep the shelves stocked when they open a pallet up and it's gone within just a few minutes because, you know, they want to hoard the supplies. So they are asking everybody to, you know, you could buy a little bit extra, but please don't go overboard. Try to, you know, buy what you need. The supply chain is there. There's not a shortage at this time. So just use good common sense, and you know, in your purchasing, and keep everybody moving forward.
So what do the experts say about how long this thing could go? Does anybody have an educated guess on that?
There is not a guess right now. It is open.
Yeah.
By all models that we're looking, and we're looking from other countries, Italy especially, but China, from all models that we're looking at, they expect a increase in positive tests within the next 2 weeks. We have been practicing several things in the United States, from social distancing, isolations, and we've been practicing a lot of safety measures, so we don't know how much that's going to slow the numbers down, but they are expecting the numbers to go up. So they are expecting that, so don't be alarmed when you see more numbers, test numbers come back positive in Tennessee. They are already planning on that. They're experiencing for it. They're trying to purchase extra PPE equipment for the medical personnel and all the first responders. They know it's coming. We're just trying to do everything we can ahead of time to try to reduce that number as much as possible. But nobody has any idea right now. The CDC recommendation was at least for 2 weeks to shut down as much as possible. CDC said it would take almost 8 weeks to really see a significant drop. So it's still a guessing game right now, but we're just trying to keep everybody informed as much as we can, and just reassure them that everything is being done locally in conjunction with the state and the federal.
So if you can stay home, work from home, what have you, I guess that's the thing to do, to try to segregate yourself from the society as much as possible. What about, and I know, Tim, the county commission meeting for Monday night's been canceled, right?
Yes, it has been canceled, Dwayne, and the governor talked about the other day that there was a virtual meeting bill that's being discussed, and I just quickly was looking at my phone, and I think that's kind of hit a snag. I haven't read enough to know why, but it has been, you know, canceled Monday night. And you know, when we scheduled it and I sent out word, that just goes to show how quickly everything changed. It you know, the CDC was recommending if you get together in groups of 10 or less, and you know, I just felt like that, you know, the county needs to practice what they preach, and not really any urgent business. We always have business, but nothing that it's urgent, and we'll figure out a way. If we can't meet in person, we'll see about this bill that's in the legislature, and you know, we'll figure out a way, some way to meet. Dwayne, I just want to thank Dr. Hudon Cripps and Susanna Cripps for coming out to help educate the community on the coronavirus. I heard a lot of good comments, and I encourage people. I know you had them live and you replayed it later that day, but it's on WJLE's website. I encourage people to go to WJLE and listen to their comments. It's, you know, we get a lot of information from medical professionals across the state, but it's always good to hear from a medical professional here in the county. And Dr. Cripps is a respected doctor and has been here his whole life, and gave some good information, and it was a good interview. But I also want to tell people that you can go to the Tennessee Department of Health website and also the CDC website. Those are updated, I'm going to say, more than daily. They're updated hourly as information comes in. But that's a good source of information, and for people to go, and they have some information on there, some precautionary information, information about the numbers have been tested in Tennessee and the number of positive tests, and then the Center for Disease Control website. You know, they also have some good information about the coronavirus.
Okay. Anything else, fellas, that we need to pass along to the folks right now?
Yeah, Dwayne, I would like to add to that just a little bit.
Sure.
As Mayor Striblin said, the Tennessee Department of Health, you can go to tn.gov/health, is a very good state website. There is links to the CDC on that. It has recommendations for schools, businesses, churches. It's got a lot of different precautions, different things that you can do, cleaning guidelines. There's everything on those websites. One of the biggest things that I would kind of like to address, too, is the rumor mill that flies around. Mm-hmm. I know Facebook is very popular nowadays, and unfortunately, everything you see on the internet and on Facebook is not factual. Rumors fly a lot faster than the truth does. So I would encourage everybody, as you see these things pop up on the internet and everything else, just be cautious where you get your information from. Try to use trusted sources. The Tennessee.gov health site is very good. Tennessee.gov has several other links that go to different areas. The CDC, use these sites for information. Like I said, because we've all got questions, you know, throughout this week. Well, you know, I've heard this is happening, or we've had this, and it just kind of makes the public a little panicked sometimes. And I know this is unprecedented times, that it seems like we're getting different information from everywhere, from the news media, and you turn on an hour later and it's different. And some of that is, it, as Mayor Striblin says, it changes hour by hour sometimes. So just be aware of the information. And I would like to say, this is a federal FEMA declaration of disaster. So it is going to be some FEMA-funded projects after that, trying to get mitigation money back to the state and local government, also some individuals. So that's something that is ongoing. Locally, we have formed a DeKalb County COVID-19 task force to address the situation that in our county. This is law enforcement, government officials, our first responders, our healthcare system, from the health department to the hospitals to the doctors, Board of Education. We've got Public Works in this. We've got a good mix of people in our county making the decisions. Our government officials, I trust them wholeheartedly. They're very informed from meetings and conference calls as they make these decisions that affect our county. I know they're looking out for the safety of, you know, not just their family, but their employee family, and then also the citizens of DeKalb County that they were elected to do, you know, to these offices to take care of them. Some of the decisions they make, unfortunately, may not be the most popular sometimes when your place is shut down that you normally go to, but they're just, be aware that they are doing it for the best interest of everybody. It's not just how it affects you as an individual, it's how it would affect your family, your neighbors, your friends. You may not be infected with something, but you could pass it along to a family member. So we just want everybody to be cautious, be self-aware, wash your hands several times a day. There is all kinds of memes and stuff that show you how you can sing and dance and wash and do all these things. So we just encourage everybody to take this seriously, take it heart. If it does seem to be blown out of proportion, then in 2 or 3 weeks, we can all have a good laugh about it, and then we'll go on. But if not, you know, just think that we're doing the best that we can do at this point. So
let me ask you this: we've canceled about everything you can, schools, meetings, public events, sporting, ball games, you name it. This is a more sensitive issue, but what about churches? How do you view that? Is that, should that just be left to each congregation, or where do you come down on that?
Well, it is left up to each congregation. We've had reports from several of the larger churches in Smithville that have already canceled services for 1 or 2 weeks out. To our knowledge, there is a couple of churches that are still planning on having church this coming Sunday. It's not a federal mandate, but I mean, we take the CDC recommendation very seriously. Our local government has taken this at the steps that they've done. We take that seriously and highly urging the decision makers in those churches to do the appropriate decisions for their congregation. It first started out as a disease that seemed to be affecting just elderly people. The latest numbers that are coming in, people in the age range from 21 to 45 are getting to be the more positive infected numbers now. So this is affecting every age group pretty seriously. It also affects anyone with pre-existing conditions that's had any respiratory issues before. Even now that we're in the allergy season, that caused some people with some upper respiratory issues anyway. They will be compromised a little bit more. So there's several individuals that will be at a higher risk. Your elderly people are still going to be at higher risk. And as I said before, it's not just how it affects you. It's how your contact may take it home to another individual in your family that may be at a higher risk. So making this person to person contact, you just increase the risk. And we're just trying to reduce that risk as much as we can.
And I know at the hospital especially, and I'm sure the other clinics too, when you come in the door, whoever you are, you have to, they'll take your temperature, and they'll you have to answer questions. Every precaution that can be taken just about is, it seems, everywhere. And that's
true, Duane. NHC, been in contact with them. They're at a high, very high risk population there at NHC. They've pretty much restricted all visitors from going in there because they have a very high risk group there in their building. The hospital has done the same thing. St. Thomas DeKalb has plans in place. If they do have one to test positive, they have plans in place how they can restrict them to another facility. So the healthcare community is taking this very seriously, and we are urging everyone to take it seriously. I know several of the church groups have already made statements that they're going to do Facebook Live, they're going to do live streaming, they're going to do TV, they're doing all these different approaches. We strongly encourage that. We don't want anyone not to hold service. But anybody that can do that, by another means, it would be greatly encouraged to do that. Because like I said, I hate to look around a congregation, because if we start having people get infected and you start looking around at the 2% that may possibly get this disease, look at them and see who is that you're going to pick out. That, this may be a possibility that they've got infected.
Yeah.
So we just encourage everybody to just, like I said, if you don't have to be out, don't do it. Read a good book, watch movies, do something, and like I said, just try to stay as calm as you can.
Okay. We're about out of time, guys. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Duane, just one quick thing, and I realize we're running short of time, is, I just want to thank the public for their patience. Some hard decisions had to be made, especially concerning county government. You know, we have people in our offices, they can't work from home. You know, they're tied into their, our computers are tied into local government with the state, and they cannot work from home. You know, they have to be there. So, you know, we're not only trying to protect the public, but we're also trying to protect our employees. And I want to thank WJLE for having us on this morning.
And one more thing, I do want to thank our doctors, our nurses, all of our emergency personnel. They are working diligently, I promise. So, again, I think we definitely need to respect the situation that we are in. So, thank you.